Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Ever since the election, you can scarcely open a newspaper or turn on a newscast without hearing about health insurance exchanges. They're a key part of the Federal Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. And now that the next president of the United States will not be Mitt Romney, who had vowed to dismantle Obamacare, it's time to sort out exactly what's coming and what it means for you. We'll talk about the politics behind creating the health insurance exchanges in a moment. But first, let's start by getting a basic understanding of what a health insurance exchange really is. For that, we turn to Helen Levy. She's with the University of Michigan's Institute for Social Research. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So we know that the health insurance exchange is a crucial part of the Affordable Care Act, but I think people are still confused. Just what is a health insurance exchange?
A health insurance exchange is a marketplace, and it's designed to bring together people who want to buy insurance and insurance companies that want to sell it to them.
So we think of it, as you say, like a marketplace. That name exchange, I think, tripped me up when I first heard about it. It's like exchanging what? But it's exchange in the sense of here I am, I'm looking for insurance and you have it.
That's right. And it may be easier to think of it as a connector, which is actually the name that Massachusetts, which has had an exchange since 2006, that's the name that they use.
So how will it be set up? If once this is happening, and I need insurance and I go to a health exchange site, what will it look like?
Well, it's going to look something like Travelocity, but for health insurance, or it's going to look like healthinsurance.com. So you can go, you can scroll through the policies, you see what the different benefits are and the premiums, and then you can pick one.
And how will having access to this exchange make a difference for people in Michigan?
Well, the exchanges are intended to provide not just a place to buy coverage, but they're a part of this larger plan that includes guaranteed issue, meaning the insurance companies have to sell you a policy, and also community rating, meaning they have to charge everybody the same thing. So it's not so much just that it's a shopping portal, as it's a key part of making affordable insurance available to everyone.
All right. And we certainly know that that's the whole key part of the Affordable Care Act. So will it spell out specific types of coverage that would have to be offered? So if I'm shopping, I can really pull in those details? Or does it send me on my way and then I start making calls from there?
No, the benefits are more or less specified in the federal law, what has to be covered in terms of which types of services. And then there are different levels of plans. So you can buy a bronze, silver, gold, or platinum plan. And those different metals refer to the generosity of the financial terms of coverage. And of course, the premiums are going to vary depending on how generous a plan you choose for yourself.
Helen, in your opinion, once the exchange is up and running in Michigan, how well do you think it'll achieve its goal of helping uninsured people find health insurance?
Well, the best example we have is in Massachusetts, where it's been tremendously successful. So Massachusetts only has 4% of its population uninsured now. It's the lowest rate in the nation, and it's been a big success there.
Helen, thanks for talking with us on Stateside.
It's been a pleasure.
Helen Levy is with the University of Michigan. Now, the issue politically of these exchanges has been kicked around like a soccer ball among Governor Snyder, Attorney General Bill Schuette, State Senate Republicans, and State House Republicans. Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, joins us. Rick, let's start with the fact that the health insurance exchange could be set up by the state or it could be set up by Uncle Sam. What has Governor Snyder wanted?
Well, what Governor Snyder wanted, and a lot of business people did as well, was if there's going to be an exchange, for it to be a Michigan-run exchange. They say that would give Michigan a lot more control over its own fate when it comes to dealing with these federal health care reforms and how individuals and businesses would shop online for their health care coverage. He and these business groups did not get what they want because State House Republicans said first they were going to wait for the U.S. Supreme Court to rule, and the Supreme Court ruled. And then at the urging of Attorney General Bill Schuette, who was also Mitt Romney's Michigan campaign chair, said, well, you know, wait for the results of the election. And if, you know, we couldn't conceivably see some repeal of a lot of of the elements of Obamacare. And, of course, the president was reelected. The U.S. Senate remains under Democratic control. So that's not really going to change. And so that brings us to this particular juncture.
All right. So there is no Mitt Romney, President Romney, to dismantle the Affordable Care Act. So what is coming up next now for us in Michigan?
Well, two things that House Republicans say that they still have not made a decision on what they want to do about the federal health care reforms and especially the Michigan exchange, and also whether Michigan will participate in an expansion of the Medicaid program. On the exchange, what that means is that if we don't participate and the deadline is tomorrow, then we give up about $9 million in federal planning grants. That means that whatever we put together, we've got to foot the bill ourselves. So there's that. Now, Governor Snyder, and, you know, he's an old tech industry guy, they say Michigan already needed to be well along the path on this, that creating this online exchange, it's big, it's technical, you really can't buy anything off the shelf to do it. Some people are disputing that. And so, you know, you've got to set up the system, you've got to test the system, you've got to find the vendors, you've got to negotiate the contracts, you've got to sign the contracts, and getting all of that done, ready, and reliable by October 1st just doesn't seem to be in the cards at this point. So it's possible that anything that the legislature, that the House Republicans did now anyway, would be with an eye towards some point in the future, maybe October 1st of 2014, for Michigan to take over its own exchange. At the same time, you know, Republicans are also facing some pressure from their Tea Party factions that are saying, we don't think that these federal health care reforms can work, and that if states don't cooperate, then the system will just collapse.
And what would that mean for people in Michigan who would want to use the exchange? States like Colorado were able to move ahead with their state-run exchange because they got cooperation. Will the people there fare better than people in Michigan?
Well, that remains to be seen. You know, 15 states, they're going to do the exchange. I think 14 or 15 states have said absolutely not. Michigan is one of four states that's looking at a sort of a hybrid, a partnership option with the federal government that won't require legislative approval. As a matter of fact, Governor Snyder is in Las Vegas right now at a meeting of the Republican Governors Association, and I'm told that he's actually quizzing, you know, other governors on what they intend to do about this. I mean, of course, because it's so new, we don't know for sure. But I was talking to someone with a business group that's opposed this, who said that you know, what his organization is looking at is either taking a political position of non-cooperation that might cost them more in the short run because they've got to deal with a federal bureaucracy rather than a state one, you know, versus a practical one that would probably save them, you know, would save them money on coverage if they're willing to accept something that they didn't like before.
Bottom line, Rick, do you think that people in Michigan will be helped or hurt by the State House Republicans digging in this way?
Well, you're asking me a question above my pay level. What I can say is for the people who've looked at this, that you look at the business groups, including, you know, the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, that have said, regardless of what we think about Obamacare, we would rather this being run by Michigan so that if we've got an issue that we can go to Michigan administrators, we can go to our legislature and say, do something about it, rather than try to work through Washington. They say a Michigan-based exchange is a better deal, that the people who are opposed to the exchange at this point seem to be the ones who are saying, we expect it to fail and we'd like to help hasten that end. And at the fulcrum of this, you have the House Republicans who are saying, we've still got some questions that need to be answered. And some of them are questions that you're asking. What exactly is the difference between a state exchange and a federal exchange? And apparently, after months and months of hearings and waiting on these other, you know, these other questions to be answered, that they still haven't figured that out yet.
And one might just argue, looking at the Tea Party folks saying, we're digging in, we don't want to participate. House Republicans are still kind of not on board. Has the train not left the station as of Election Day last week? Did we not get a pretty clear sense that, hey, this is happening, like it or not?
And people who say that the election was a referendum on things like, you know, what we should do to balance the federal budget vis-a-vis allowing tax breaks for wealthier Americans to expire, things like whether or not we should have a federal health care law. If you believe that the election was a referendum on that, along with the reelection of the president, then you're saying, you know, guys, you need to accept the reality of their situation. And there are just still some groups out there that still have a voice that are saying, you know, we were not cooperating before. We are not cooperating now.
Michigan Public Radio, Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta. Thanks, Rick.
My pleasure, Cindy.
Meanwhile, just today, the chairman of the Republican Governors Association, Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, sent a letter on behalf of other GOP governors to President Obama. The letter requests more time and federal guidance for states to create the exchanges. Open enrollment for exchange plans is supposed to start October 1st, 2013, and health insurance coverage should begin January 1st, 2014.